In this bulletin, the global coronavirus tally surpasses 40 million cases. The US president has once again attacked his top coronavirus expert, and a push to rename one of Switzerland's main sports arenas after tennis superstar Roger Federer. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has recorded one new case of coronavirus and no deaths as the hotel quarantine inquiry prepares for an extraordinary sitting today, almost 3 weeks after closing submissions. The 14-day rolling average for Melbourne has fallen to 6.4, down from 7.2 yesterday, and there are now 13 mystery cases. In regional Victoria, the average has fallen to 0.4. Premier Daniel Andrews says sprinting to COVID normal isn't the way to go.
We are well placed this weekend to be able to make very significant announcements about a further step to opening. We still have a few days, obviously, to run this week, and things can change rapidly. But Victorians, I think, particularly Melburnians, can be confident, can be absolutely optimistic that the strategy is working, that the slow and steady and therefore safe way in which we are easing out of these restrictions is the only way we can do it.
Meanwhile, more than 40 million cases of COVID-19 have now been detected around the world, and infection numbers are growing. The past 3 days have seen the highest daily case number since the pandemic began, with nearly 400,000 reported in each 24-hour period. Ireland has announced some of Europe's toughest COVID-19 constraints, going to a level 5 lockdown, and Welsh First Minister Mark Drakeford also announced his decision to enter into a 17-day lockdown starting at 6 p.m. on Friday.
The firebreak period will then include the half-term holiday and cover the weeks ending on Monday, the 9th of November. This firebreak is the shortest we can make it, but that means that it will have to be sharp and deep in order to have the impact we need it to have on the virus.
About 8.1 million Americans have contracted the illness, and so have 7.5 million people in India. The global death toll has now reached 1.1 million, with 220,000 deaths in the United States alone. And New South Wales has issued a public health alert for southeast Sydney as it tries to track down the source of a positive coronavirus case confirmed late last week. It's believed the person visited several cafes in the Ramsgate and Kingsford areas while potentially infectious during the first 2 weeks of October. Health authorities say people with even the mildest symptoms from that area need to get tested as soon as possible and isolate until a negative test result is received. Meantime, no one in the New South Wales community has been diagnosed with COVID-19 since Saturday. To overseas news, and the US president has once again attacked his top coronavirus expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in a conference call with campaign workers. Donald Trump also claims that people are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots discuss ways to combat the coronavirus.
Every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb, but there's a bigger bomb if you fire him. But Fauci's a disaster. I mean, this guy's, if I listen to him, we have 500,000 deaths.
Mr. Trump and Dr. Fauci have been at odds over how best to handle a pandemic that has killed more than 200,000 people in the US and weakened the Republican president's November 3rd re-election bid. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has been rallying in Arizona with planned stops in US cities of Prescott and Tucson. Still overseas, and six military officers have been charged by the United States Justice Department for hacking into software using destructive malware to black out thousands of computers and cause nearly $1 billion in losses. US officials said the actions were intended to support Russian government efforts to destabilize worldwide computer networks. The alleged hackers are officers of the Russian Main Intelligence Directorate, a military intelligence agency of the General Staff of the Armed Forces. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch says the destructive acts were aimed at a broad range of political, financial, and athletic targets.
This activity went well beyond traditional intelligence collection. The GRU targeted the global energy sector, the international political groups, hospitals, and even the Olympics. Time and again, Russia has made it clear they will not abide by accepted norms, and instead, they intend to continue their destructive and destabilizing cyber behavior.
And a push to rename a sports arena in Switzerland after tennis superstar Roger Federer has fallen through. Basel used to be Federer's hometown, with the arena hosting the Swiss indoors men's tennis tournament, which the reigning champion won the 10th time last year. The idea to change the arena's name fell through due to the coronavirus pandemic. Federer fans fell 1,800 signatures short of the 3,000 required to trigger a local public vote on the proposal. Let's see what the weather's doing for you today across the country. It's 26 degrees in Perth, where it's partly cloudy. Much the same in Adelaide, where it's 25 degrees today. In Melbourne, it's also partly cloudy and 18. Much the same for Hobart. Cloudy in the capital as well, 20 degrees for Canberra. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 21 degrees. Much the same for Sydney. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 23. Much the same for Brisbane as well, where it's 27 degrees for you. 32 degrees in Cairns and fine weather there. And partly cloudy, 33 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, check out our podcasts, sbs.com.au/news/audio.